Lori Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
We got a lot of stuff to get to this hour. Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. Coming up, I'll have more on Seattle Public Schools refusing to let the city of Seattle sweep heroin and meth addicts who are camped out on school playgrounds. This is a shocking abandonment of their most sacred duty, and that's to keep children safe. Crime spikes around homeless encampments, and as kids are going back to school, not only do they have to deal with the heroin needles and the dangerous attitudes, but we've had children who have seen dead bodies on school playgrounds. We are inflicting so much trauma on our children. So, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later this hour. I want to expand. I played you a soundbite from Charles Barkley, and I think this is such an important issue right now because we have so many, as Charles Barkley said, the vast majority of human beings are good people. White, black, Asian, Hispanic, vast majority are good people. But there is such an effort right now to divide us. And why it's happening is so obvious. And it is about control, it's about fear, it's about power, and it is our top story. Let's get into the big lead.
The big lead, top story.
Okay, it's not that long a clip, so if you are just joining us, I'm going to play it again from right before the top of the hour. Charles Barkley, who was doing commentary for CBS during the NCAA tournament. Charles Barkley is a fascinating commentator because he is fearless and he does not say things because he's afraid it'll tick off people, whether it be the black community or white people. He doesn't withhold what's on his mind because he's afraid that he's going to upset people. And that's why he's so successful. It's also why I admire him so much. You know, our radio show has never been about contrived opinions to try to appease the very liberal, far-left Seattle city. And the truth is, we have a lot of wonderful listeners who are liberals. But we also have a lot of people who, you know, some in Seattle, but in the suburbs, in the rural areas, who feel like other than our radio show, they don't have their lifestyle, their views represented by so much of the Seattle media. Now, there are some, and, you know, I have some great friends in the biz who, you know, I think do a great job. But I've got a lot of audio here that I want to share with you so that you can get an understanding, and I think we cannot hammer home this point enough, that this is not about black versus white or Asian versus Hispanic. This is about powerful politicians versus us. Okay. Here's what Charles Barkley said last night during the NCAA broadcast, and it is absolutely 100% correct.
Both white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they are Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other.
Divide and conquer. He is so correct about that. So part of it is what's happened with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You know, as we told you, it was breaking news when we were on the air on Friday that the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was scheduled for this July in Atlanta, Georgia. And Major League Baseball, in a bit of absolute cowardice, said, no, we're going to pull the game. Why? Well, because Georgia passed a elections law that in part requires people to show picture ID when they vote. Now, the fact of the matter is, almost 80% of Americans, black and white, believe that you should have to have picture ID when you vote. It doesn't make any sense that you have to have picture ID to rent a car, to get on an airplane, to get a hotel room, to buy Sudafed in some cities. You have to have picture ID. But the most sacred, the most important act of our freedom, nah, you don't need a picture ID. Well, who would be in favor of not having a picture ID? People who want to rig elections. When 80% of the American people want picture ID, you know that the people who are against it are those who want to rig elections. But what they tried to make this out to be was it's white versus black. And sadly, since he ran for president saying that he wants to bring people together and unite America, maybe the biggest racist on this entire issue has been President Joe Biden. It started last week when he told ESPN that this is before Major League Baseball had made its announcement, but Joe Biden told ESPN that he wants Major League Baseball to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta.
And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
Jim Crow on steroids, which reveals either an ignorance, a stupidity of Jim Crow laws, which were truly designed to disenfranchise black voting, and was part of a horrible segregationist period. And to suggest that requiring somebody to show picture ID to vote is not only somewhat akin to what the Jim Crow laws were all about, but it's actually even worse. There is a stupidity to that viewpoint that is unfathomable, or it is a reflection that Joe Biden really does not even know what he's saying anymore. But, or it is a horribly, horribly racist thing for Joe Biden to say. That he, for some reason, believes that black people cannot provide picture ID. Maybe that is a statement born of racism. I mean, Kamala Harris, during the Democratic campaign, said that Joe Biden was the biggest racist of all of the cabinet. So maybe that's the case. But what happened was the media got together with the Democratic Party, and they started pushing this idea that voter ID. And there were a couple of things. You have to show a picture ID to vote. And then also, you cannot campaign with people who are in line to vote. So in other words, if the voting line was a block or two blocks long, you couldn't have the Donald Trump campaign walking down the line handing out Donald Trump logo water bottles, or the Joe Biden campaign couldn't be handing out lunch sacks with Joe Biden stickers on them. It says you cannot campaign with people who are in line to vote, which is, as long as I've been aware, is not allowed within, you know, near distance of voting places. So it just says you can't campaign and says you have to show picture ID. Well, what do the networks do with that? What does NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, what do they do with that?
Rolling back voter rights, the Republican push in more than 40 states to limit voting access.
These are the kind of people who would pass a law to keep Jesus from beginning a cup of water while he's dying on the cross.
That one there. To compare this to denying Christ water on the cross. Again, we are talking about a level of either stupidity, ignorance, or just willful attempts to do what Charles Barkley's talking about. And that's say anything to try to tear people apart. So, but it was successful. In Atlanta, which is 51% black, Atlanta loses the All-Star game. Atlanta delivered the Senate to the Democrats. Because they have two black senators now from, two Democratic senators now from Georgia. And it was Atlanta and Fulton County that put both of those senators over the top. And yet, because this effort to let's divide people based on race, and so that's what Joe Biden was doing. And Joe Biden, the way he just absolutely lied about this to try to get this through. Here was what he was saying when he was trying to get Major League Baseball to yank the All-Star
game. What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line, waiting to vote, deciding that
you can't campaign with logoed water bottles, but we deny them as we denied Christ on the cross.
You're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work, deciding that there will be no.
Okay. He said that over and over, day after day. And again, I do not know if Joe Biden knows what he's saying. I really don't. But he kept saying that. The new law ends voting at 5 p.m., so working people will not be able to vote. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they kept echoing that lie, echoing. Well, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution just ran a correction a few days ago about that. Correction. A previous version of this story said the new law would limit voting hours. On election day in Georgia, polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you are in line by 7 p.m., you are allowed to cast your ballot. Nothing in the new law changes those rules. That is the correction they had to make in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So why, for weeks, did the major newspaper in Atlanta and the president of the United States repeat that lie, repeat that lie, repeat that lie, because they wanted to divide us? Working class people who don't clock out till 5 o'clock are not going to be allowed to vote. They will lie to divide us. It turns out that the state of New York has far, far tougher voting restrictions than this new law in Atlanta. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, talked to Fox about that.
Georgia has 17 days of in-person early voting, including two optional Sundays. Colorado has 15. That's what I'm being told.
Colorado, the game's going to Denver.
Also have a photo ID requirement. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but of course, neither does Joe Biden opening the NCAA championship game tonight, talking about every game's played in Indiana and how great it is. And Indiana's the birthplace for the photo ID requirement. In fact, The court case that upheld that was Marion County, where the game's being played tonight. So hypocritical.
No, it's not hypocritical. Hypocritical is people who just are morally inconsistent. This is just lying to divide us, to separate us, to make people hate each other. All based on lies. You have to wonder, at this Major League Baseball All-Star game, if somebody has a pair of tickets and will call, will they have to show a photo ID to get those tickets? If they want to buy a beer at Coors Field, will they have to show a photo ID to get a beer? Yeah, but baseball tickets and booze are sacred. Voting? Why should we have higher standards for voting, or even the same standards? Do you see what's happening here? Denver is one of the whitest cities in all of Major League Baseball. Atlanta is 51% black. Denver is about 7% black. Why did Major League Baseball pull the game from Atlanta and move it to Denver? Well, because Atlanta is so racist. That's actually what they're trying to say. Because they want people to show ID when they vote. So now Denver, based on lies. Denver's going to get $100 million bump. And all the people of Atlanta, a predominantly African-American city, they're going to lose out on $100 million of economic benefit because of the lies. Here's the mayor of Denver. They're rolling in the clover now.
And we are definitely ready to go. Hosting this event is about so much more than the home run derby or the game itself. There will be plenty of events, activities for the whole family throughout.
Yeah. Money's coming into Denver. Joe Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, was asked, are you guys going to stop lying about the Georgia voting law now?
The Washington Post gave that claim four Pinocchios because that part of the law gives counties the option to extend voting hours. And so I'm just curious if the president is going to change the way that he's talking.
Well, fundamentally, the president doesn't believe it should be made harder to vote. He believes it should be easier. And this bill makes it harder to request and return an absentee ballot. It collapses the length of Georgia's runoff election, making it harder for large jurisdictions to offer early voting. It imposes rigid new restrictions on local officials' ability to set polling hours to suit the needs of voters in their county. Those are all pieces of the bill. So his view is that we need to make it easier and not harder to vote, and that will continue to be what he advocates for.
But the thing he said has been determined by election law experts to be not true. So I'm just curious if he's going to stop saying that.
Well, again, I think we can, the fact checkers will also tell you that this bill does not make it easier for people across the state of Georgia to vote, and that's where he has concerns.
Lie. We'll just lie. Divide people. Oh, and what's next? They got the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I know a lot of people who said, I'm done with baseball. I know a lot of people who are done with pro sports because they've all become these radical political activist movements. But what's next? Joe Biden? Do you think Georgia should keep the greatest golf tournament in the world? The Masters in Augusta, Georgia?
I think that's up to the Masters. Look, it is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are. There's another side to it, too. The other side to it, too, is when they, in fact, move out of Georgia, the people who need the help the most, people who are making hourly wages, sometimes get hurt the most. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or a group to make.
No, it's not. Not when you lie to them enough and you convince enough American people of your lies, and then you say, if you don't believe, mindlessly believe our lies, then you're a racist. Now, it's a clear pattern. And Charles Barkley's absolutely right. Divide and conquer, because that's how you control. And that's why the greatest people who yearned for and achieved freedom are the listeners to the Dory Monson Show. Are you with me with that? That is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Check the news for you, and then we have a cancel culture update. We'll have a great batch of today's sign, awesome audio. What a half hour still ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Sean, you know what I'm kind of feeling like right about now?
I don't know, Dory. What do you got?
Kind of feeling like a cancel culture update.
This is your cancel culture update.
All right, in fact, it's a cancel culture double shot. And let's begin down in Portland, where at Ida B. Wells Barnett High School, they need a mascot. And so they had a little focus group. And they decided that they needed to change their mascot because the old mascot was the Trojans. And, of course, the Trojans were warriors. We don't want Trojans. It's horrible. So they got a focus group together to say, since we're not going to be the Trojans anymore, who should we be? And so a committee comprised of students, staff, and community members suggested, how about the evergreens, evergreen trees? They said evergreens are characterized by the life-giving force of their foliage, the strength of their massive trunk, and the depth of their roots in an individual tree and as a forest of trees. They provide shelter and sustenance. They have histories that preclude us and will continue in perpetuity after we are no more. That's beautiful. So the evergreens are going to be their new mascot there, right? Wrong. Right before the Portland Public Schools Board of Ed voted to approve the evergreen tree as the school's new mascot, one of the board members shared community concerns. They said, you know, our school is named after Ida B. Wells, who was a black activist and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. And one of the things that Ida Wells wrote about was the horrible practice of lynching. And they said, a tree could conjure up reminders of hanging people with ropes from branches. She said, I think everybody comes with blind spots, and this has been a really big blind spot. And the school principal now says, you know what? We are supportive of this great point that you are making. We take this seriously, and I want to follow our commitment to protect, preserve, and promote the legacy of Ida B. Wells. And so, for now, they are tabling the evergreen tree as the mascot. Because evergreens, you have been
cancel.
Disgusts me to even think about evergreen trees after reading this story. And then also our second double shot, also from Oregon, by the way. A new program promoted by the Oregon Department of Education has reinforced the notion that mathematics is white supremacy culture. A newsletter from this organization says that if we want to dismantle instances of white supremacy culture in the mathematics classroom, we have to de-emphasize mathematics. Now, why? You might say, like the mighty evergreen, I see nothing racist about mathematics. But as they said in this paper, an example of white supremacy is the concept of mathematics being purely objective. They said that anything that believes it has right and wrong answers is inherently white supremacist. According to A Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction, which describes itself as an integrated approach to mathematics that centers Black, Latinx, and multicultural students to provide opportunities for ongoing self-reflection as they seek to develop an anti-racist math practice. And they said, white supremacy culture infiltrates math classrooms every day. Believing that there are right and wrong answers perpetuates the educational harm on Black, Latinx, and multilingual students, denying them full access to the world of mathematics. And so, like the mighty evergreen, math, you too have been
canceled, minus 2x plus 5.
This has been a cancel culture update. Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Well, assuming that canceled is zeroing out something, and you said minus 2x plus 5.
Yeah, what is that, math wizard?
Then x would equal 2.5. Because minus 2 times x, minus 2 times 2.5 would equal 5. 5 minus 5 equals 0. 0 is canceled. And that's what I strive to do with this radio show every day, to not only enlighten, but also to make us all feel a little dumber. Okay, Countdown to Favorite Segments of the Day coming up next. Stretch, we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. Muscled through this one. Muscled through it without any issues whatsoever. All right, and it is that time when we like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
By the way, I played for you last half hour Joe Biden saying that now that Major League Baseball has moved the All-Star Game out of Atlanta because they want people to show picture ID when they vote in Georgia, what about the most cherished golf tournament in the world, the Masters, carved out of the Georgia woods by the famed Bobby Jones? One of the most iconic courses. And I told you that Joe started talking about the Masters. And Joe talks kind of slow. But here's what he said at the end about moving the Masters out of Georgia because they are going to require picture ID to vote.
But I respect them when they make that judgment. And I support whatever judgment they make. But it's the best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop making people show pictures to vote. Tell the airlines that too. Come on, airlines, smarten up. Stop making people show IDs they can get on a plane. Stop it. Stop it. Hey, hotels, why do you need a picture ID? Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it, you guys. Okay, Marika Abi Connolly. She is getting kicked out of the United States because she does not have a college degree. And we actually used to invite people. I mean, the United States has more legal immigrants than any country on earth, 1 million a year. But you know, a lot of countries, they say, but if you're going to come into our country, you need to be an asset, not just a taker, not taker of free everything. And one of the things we used to score people on was college degree. And she was supposed to get one within 10 years. She did not. And now out she goes.
For 10 years, Marika and her family have lived and worked in the Gaylord area.
They always tell you the doors are always open in America. Come here legally. We have no problems. But for someone like me who came here legally, we have no recourses to stay here legal, even though we've been here for 10 years.
She says she came here on a work visa, but she says when the business she worked for sold, she had to apply for another type of visa. Her application denied, despite almost 30 years of managerial experience, because she does not have a college degree, given 1 week to go back to Canada.
Lots of anger as well, just because it seems so minuscule. With so much experience and so much love around, that's the only thing that's stopping us from staying here is the fact that, hey, you were foolish and you never finished your degree.
Come on, United States. Stop it. Stop it. Piers Morgan did his first extended interview since quitting Good Morning Britain. And he quit it because he didn't like the way Meghan Markle was trashing the British royal family. Piers Morgan obviously has a lot of love and respect for the royal family. And he told Tucker Carlson that the network said, you either have to apologize to Meghan Markle or get the heck out.
I was told you either got to apologize for effectively disbelieving Meghan Markle's version of events here, or your position is untenable and you have to leave. And my gut was, I was going to be damned if I was going to apologize for something that I believe.
Okay, well, that's a weird concept. Okay, finally, woman's on an elevator. She wanted to ride it alone. She had a mask on. Another masked woman, they both look like they're in their mid-20s, another masked woman gets on the same elevator, and the woman who was already on didn't like that. She wanted to ride it alone.
My girl here wants me to come out of the elevator so she can come out of the elevator.
Because it's a small space we're supposed to maintain social distancing. I don't understand why you can't just politely step out to allow me out of the elevator.
But I
asked you nicely while you have been wearing your mask.
You didn't ask me nicely. You said get out the elevator.
I said that after you refused to get out. You have a giant ball.
My girl, hold on. My girl, you want to stand in the elevator with me and catch it? Like, you're not making sense, honey. You might as well get off at your floor.
I'm trying to get off at my floor. I can't come close to you. Do you want to understand that I have an extremely compromised immune system? You are a delivery person incorrectly wearing the mask inside of a big building.
Is this incorrectly worn, guys? Is this incorrectly worn?
That wasn't like that the whole time.
The mask mandate's doing great things for our mental health. I gotta get out of here. Tom Curley Show's coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. See you back here tomorrow. Hi now, Nate.
Now, good day, sir.
I say good day. Now, good day.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.